Yeah, I think this is going to be the last year. It's going to be tomorrow night, but I think we basically covered it. Let's cross it over a little bit and get to the knock. Let's just say Menake and get to the end. So, Menake is, according to the Rishol, according to the Maral, Menake is a Kadosh Baruch Hu who accepts tshuva. A Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts tshuva even if it's partial tshuva. And he's Menake, he's willing to clean even though the tshuva won't allow him to clean. We said, according to this other mahalach that we're going, Menake is after Noisi Avu Vashem, but he took away the averes. He's Menake through a tshuva me'ahava that we're able to now come closer and basically achieve a full shlemus. So, just to explain a little bit. What's this level of Anaki according to the other Mahalach? It's called tshuva if you did partial tshuva. That's the chiddush of the Rishos and the Maral. The Maral says Anaki is a chiddush that even if you did tshuva on one avera, and the Rishos says even on partial avera. So, meaning to say, I think the svar chitzoina is you still didn't do tshuva yet. So what is the ma'ala of doing tshuva on partial? Meaning, you didn't really fix the problem. So, what's the ma'ala of doing that?
Which part of tshuva are we talking about? Like, did
He did. His mitzchayit was not happy with
one
his
of
avera,
on some of the three,
and he did a ziva sachet and whatever. But he's only on partial.
you
It was a
one of the three
genuine
steps, like
desire.
two three steps.
No, Rabbi Saul, he used to go tell people, close your store Friday night, but even if you're going to keep it open Shabbos day.
I don't, that's not true. I mean, that's Stami keeping this part of the day.
Okay, so Rabbi Saul held that as part of this thing. Okay, look at that. The Shabbos morning, so what you're going to sign, I'll lose so much parnasa. But for this, I can handle it. So I'm holding by improving on that, but I'm not holding by improving on this.
Most people, when they improve
So, Lechaira.
gradually.
L'chayra, most people are like that, but what? So maybe until you get there, it's not tshuva. So what's
A
first of all?
person who's been kind of told Lashon Hara for an hour, he's not saying,
Right.
but in after an hour, I'm definitely going to speak Lashon Hara. No, he knows this What
hour
he's
I'm going to be
trying to do careful with is a
this, so
genuine
he's
desire
closing
to
the store on Friday
improve.
night, but he knows the opening of Shabbos. It is a little different, but all right. I mean, that's what it means. Right.
Whatever.
I mean, remember, Saul Kiyadua
Yeah.
went around sending packages to soldiers in the army of kosher food. And they were like, Rebbe, they're only eating your food because it tastes better than the other food. But when it runs out, they go back to the treif. They're there for 20 years, these people. So you're giving them two pastrami
Yeah,
sandwiches?
but they're not doing truth.
Forget
So
tshuva, visit someone
oh,
else.
sound.
So he said, you obviously don't know what eating treif does to your neshama. You could ask that question.
Tefillin. It's filling.
Unbelievable.
There's all
Anyway,
tefillin. There's all
so I'll go upon
Wouldn't it
him.
fall under the same thing of any soldier that got tzitzis during the war is only wearing it because it was given to them during the war? Otherwise, they wouldn't be wearing it anyway.
Right, so the Olam is saying, well, first of all, okay, so you're doing tzitzis today. What's the difference? The Maaseh, you're getting an extra mitzvah, but the question is, is there tshuva in that? Is that considered tshuva? So, like a person does partial tshuva, which I think for many of us is we're not ready to maybe attack something fully, but we'll bite off something that we can whatever, right? Which we spoke about last year on Shabbos Tshuva. What are you supposed to bite off? You're supposed to bite off the harder part or the easiest part? We had that whole machlokes that the Gra says you're supposed to work on the thing which is the hardest for you. And so Slanta says you're supposed to work on the thing which is the easiest for you.
Yeah, you never told me how your drusha went,
I'll tell you what. So,
Rebbe.
so, well, so, what?
The Shabbos is like the Iranian. She tried to push for kashrus because that you eat this, now you eat that. Shabbos, it used to be that, now you cannot do it. So it's much easier. And then you may even,
No, so anyway,
What an officer?
so the point is like this. The point is that the value of the partial tshuva is there's three values to that. Number one is that Rabbi Saul Salanter is saying if a person does partial tshuva, it's called tshuva. It's not just called I'm improving. It's not just called I'm keeping mitzvahs for the future. It's called tshuva because of a midah venake. Now, who cares? Who cares is because Yom Kippur is mechaper l'shavim, ve'ena mechaper l'she'enam shavim. So Zok to Rishon Salanta, granted you only chewed on part, but once you have a shame shav, now Yom Kippur is mechaper everything for you, even the part you need to chew on. Because Yom Kippur is not
Wait, Rabbi,
mechaper shavim.
what does that mean that you just said? The pasuk you just said? What does
That
that
I'm
mean?
saying Yom Kippur atones for people that do tshuva. It doesn't atone for people that don't do tshuva. But it doesn't mean that Yom Kippur atones for tshuva on what you do tshuva on only. Once a person is doing tshuva, is in the process of doing tshuva, then Yom Kippur atones for him even on everything. So Zok to Rishon Salanta, if a person takes on a little part of one mitzvah, now they're already included in Yom Kippur. Once you include in Yom Kippur, you have the cleansing of Yom Kippur. So Memela, there's a lesson here from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that you should not let Yom Kippur by without making at least a small Kabbalah. Ki Yom Kippur, I've spoken this out before. So Ki Yom Kippur mechaper matshuva, aziv achein gam ha'ma'at toiv ma'oid, even a little bit is good, ein aroich la b'inyanei tevel. There's nothing more valuable than that in the whole planet. Says, liros l'chol hapochah she'tia eze Kabbalah ala haba b'Yom Kippur. Because now you're guaranteed, I took a step, so I'm included in Yom Kippur now. Person ignores the Yom Kippur, so he's not bechlal, he's not included.
Maybe just charot.
Huh?
Maybe just charot doesn't.
I think you have to do
Have to
full
do a
tshuva
mouth
on
even.
one thing. Ma'at.
A complete tshuva.
Complete tshuva on one part. Charot, I don't know if that's enough. I'm not sure. He says that you have to make a Kabbalah. I think it means that you have to correct one thing, but it can be tiny. A tiny thing.
Mean, usually Kabbalahs are a piece of a bigger picture, right? You
Right.
know, it's not Kabbalah that's fixing any whole part of the Aveira. It's
But it's
step.
that part of the Aveira that the Kabbalah is on is fixing.
The step, no? I mean,
Depends if it's a Zeitig, a Kabbalah doesn't have to do with anything, then
mean,
not. But if it's a Kabbalah and something that you're working on, it's a Kabbalah and something you have a challenge in. So you took a step forward. So now you're called a shame shav. And once you're shav, you have a shame shav, you're b'chol Yom Kippur. And once you're considered someone doing tshuva, then you're included in the atonement of Yom Kippur. You understood that? I said enough English words?
thank you.
Okay. So now,
Thank you
that's
for knowing your audience.
so the That's the first reason why it's important. So a person shouldn't underestimate the power of a Kabbalah. Obviously, there's all the other practical stuff. If you do a small thing, you'll end up doing a bigger one and all that. I'm not even going there. I'm just saying the etzem value of it. The other etzem value of it is the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida.
Rabbi, don't even get me started on Kabbalahs right now.
Yeah. The other value of it is like this. There's a Gemara that says, asks a contradiction. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "Ki lo achpoitz b'mois hameis." Hashem says, "Ki im b'shuv rasham v'darka v'chaya." I don't want Rasham to die. I'd rather them do tshuva. The other Gemara says, "Ki achpoitz b'mois rasha." I do want Rasham to die. It's a stira in the Gemara. The Gemara asks a contradiction in the pasukim. Does Hashem want Rasham to die or not? So says the Gemara, "Kan b'shois in tshuva, kan b'she'enois in tshuva." One, the pasuk that he doesn't want them to die is when they're doing tshuva. The pasuk that he wants them to die is when they're not doing tshuva. So, for Ector Matisyo,
If they do
if they're doing tshuva, they're not a rasha anymore. So, what are you talking about? So, that's not what we're talking. So, Ector Matisyo, the Gemara doesn't say that they did tshuva. The Gemara says, Kam b'she ois in tshuva. Kam b'she'ein ois in tshuva. Is that he's doing tshuva. So, that means he's making improvement. He's not finished the process. To the point that whatever part he didn't fix, he's called a rasha for. But this person already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's keen b'shuv rasha midaka v'chaya, doesn't want, right? So I was moist until about to see Ozvar. So if that's true, so we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zochrinu l'chaim, melech chafetz b'chaim. Since you like life, you love life, so may you grant us life. Okay, but I don't love life for everybody. What do you mean melech chafetz b'chaim? The Gemara says it's not chafetz b'chaim for everybody. So if the only zchus that we have to ask for life is because Hashem is chafetz b'chaim, then it's only referring to people doing tshuva. If he's not doing tshuva, he's not chavetz b'chayim. So, Mamila, you want to daven for life, you better be b'chlal the people that he's chavetz chayim for. If he's not chavetz b'chayim in your chayim, then it's not going to help that he's chavetz b'chayim for someone else. So, we say, Zachrin l'chayim mela chavetz b'chayim is gufa klape the people, is referring to people that are in the process of doing tshuva. What's considered the process? Making a sva kabbalah. How do you know that that's called that? Because v'nake, because it's midah. The midah v'nake teaches us that there's a concept of tshuva, partial tshuva. Without v'nake, we could have thought that it's all or nothing, which is misaber like that. You fix the problem, you didn't fix the problem.
Like the mashal that Rosh Kol gave, when someone's lost on the highway, when is he considered not lost anymore? So when, right, Rosh Kol, mashal like that.
Turn around.
When you turn around. You didn't get to the new destination where you're not lost anymore.
Right. Rosh Kol gave it. It's a good word, Taka. I think this is the reason why there's a value to making a Kabbalah or making some sort of step. And we shouldn't underestimate the power of that. A lot of times people are into the whole thing like, oh, what's the point? They like before that whole kasha. I don't hear the whole question. Of course there's a point. If you don't start with something small, how are you gonna get to something more than that? If you don't, if that's this whole idea, again, this is a different mahalach, but this Rabbi Yisrael is saying that the whole midah v'naki is to tell us this thing. The last midah of the Yudgimel midas is that after everything's said and done, Hashem does not expect us to be perfect. So, Memela, there's room for partial tshuva, and that's the partial that's called doing tshuva for all these things. Okay, we should be zoicha that our tshuva should be niskabel. We should be zoicha to be moira tonight. Already tomorrow is the Yugim Midas, the Yugim Midas, the Slichas.
We have extra time tomorrow.
Huh? Yeah. Some of us not. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A good job, everyone. I don't think we're going to learn tomorrow night. I don't know what it's going to be. So I think we wrapped it up. But Baruch Hashem, we should all be Zoicha to be Mo'er as best as we can the Tfilas.
Amen. Amen. A good Gaben Shiar. Thank you, Rabbi.